From the Roots Up. CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto.
Hey, I'm going to do this show standing up. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. This is me at my full height. Hey, we've got to thank everybody for helping us out the fundraising. It's looking good, but, you know, this is an opportunity to keep on doing it because we, through May, Phil, and Phil Connor is here, through May, yes. You're still available for the all those goodies.
All those goodies, including my favorite, the folding bicycle.
Although the ground level is $89.50, right?
$89.50.
$89.50. Become a member, and then you can shoot your mouth off.
And we don't believe in inflation because we've held that price as the price of a membership for many years now, and it's not going up. So that's a good price, $89.50. Go to the website, ciut.fm. And you can donate right online. And you might have forgotten to do it last week. That's okay. We all forget to do things. Do it now. And CIUT thanks you. Yeah. And the Taylor Report thanks you.
We have certain standards, and we're proud of them. We're going to be speaking to one of the better, maybe the best, certainly in this hemisphere, commentators on things to do with West Asia, Pakistan, Iran, such. Turkey. Yeah. Zafar Bengash is going to be coming up. I want to be sure, you know, we had a number of people that we wanted to get named last week. We want to make sure that we thank Greg and Yarka, who are among the pillars holding up CIUT and the Taylor Report. You have to have pillars.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have, you know, wandering millionaires who throw you $50, but you know, to have pillars, people you can count on, that's great, and we do appreciate it. And while we are talking about, we'll have some things to say probably a little later in the show about the ongoing and dangerous hysteria, anti-China hysteria, which has no foundation except the mouths of various people, you know, around town, CBC and all the other culprits. But I want to remind you what the Taylor Report does have standards. We know the Taylor Report listeners do. And that I would say, for example, if you are in a democratic society and people are giving you information so that you can play your role as a citizen, voter, someone choosing leaders, your job, when you hear stories, is like that of a juror. You're just hearing the stories. Then you make up your mind. You think about it. But I'll give you an example of things you better think about. There is actually, at this time, no evidence that an MP named Chong has been interfered with. There is talk, but if you're a juror, you understand that's talk. And then you have people identified as CSIS, who are not identified, who talk, sort of, and these are called allegations, but there is no evidence. So we have to apply that rule, and it probably isn't understood, because now we're in full hysteria mode, so people are guilty if someone spreads a rumor. You're guilty. You must be a bad person. Because nice persons are spreading rumors about you. Therefore, you're a bad person. But if you understand how freedom works and democracy work and laws work, you know that all you've heard are allegations. And there's a guy, a person, we call him Whispering Smith. And Parliament wants to be ruled by a Whispering Smith. They think he's the boss. And so they invite him to tell them if bad people are around. They're elected by the people, but they want Whispering Smith to tell them. Another thing, that there's an allegation that there's something called police stations from China. That's a lie. There is no police station, Chinese police station. You have to be into deep hysteria to believe that. Because, well, I mean, all of us have experience with the police, don't we? They have badges, and they have laws, and they come and they enforce, and they don't cross jurisdictions. So we have police in Canada, and we have police stations. There's a lot of people in there, some who shouldn't be, particularly Indigenous, but at any rate, it's just a lie. And the word police station is a made-up word. It is made up here in Canada. And there are actually people being paid good salaries at the CBC to report malarkey. There are no Chinese police stations. Now, if you think there are, then wait for the evidence. But there is no evidence. So we're in a dangerous situation. But not the Taylor Report listeners, because they insist on remaining sane, also calm, and are not given to being stampeded. We all understand that people are being removed from office or resigning or having been forced out of parties because of allegations from an unknown source with no evidence. With no evidence. That is not a very good commentary on our advanced commitment to the rule of law. So please keep that in mind. I don't want to, you know, beat the subject to death, but it's just rather simple to know that. And I would call this, if this is an editorial, I title it, How to Remain Sane. Or, Phil, you may remember there's a great religious text, A Guide for the Bedeviled.
Oh, my goodness, what a great book. Yes.
Yeah, well, the writer, American writer, Ben Hecht, wrote, but he was taking it from an old Jewish text explaining to people how to avoid madness. A Guide for the Bedeviled. This is How to Remain Sane. And the best way to remain sane is simply to wait for somebody to provide evidence. Otherwise, you might find yourself in a lynch mob and wonder why you're there. And such groups are not pretty.